Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Podcast episode number 70, matching clothing easily. Guys, this is one of the most common questions I get at Real Men Real Style. Probably a day doesn't go by. Somebody reaches out to me and they say, Antonio, I want to dress better, but I cannot match clothing for the life of me. So this episode right here is an introduction. If you're already dressing well, this is going to be probably a review of the basics. Hopefully I do bring in maybe a new angle, but this is definitely geared for the man that really is clueless when it comes to matching clothing. I'm going to lay out some basic rules. And then from those rules, we'll be able to formulate some basic combinations. That may not sound exciting, but guys, style, I think in its essence, is oftentimes simplicity. And you see all these people trying to put these, all these crazy color combinations together. And you know what they remind me of? Oftentimes clowns. Because think about it, isn't that a clown? They've got the big red nose with the bright outfit, with the crazy looking hair, there's almost just too much going on. What I look for is for you to be that guy that walks in the room and people are like, you know, I don't know what it was about him, but he just looked great. He looked well put together. And then they move on from your clothing and that allows you to focus in on your skill set, on your speaking ability, what you're bringing to the table with, you know, you're a new up and coming engineer in the company. I don't want them to know you as, you know, just that the style maven engineer. I want you to know he is the engineer that they can put in front of the client and has great things in front of him because he just, something about him feels like this guy is going places. And that's what I'm aiming for here. So if you want more, definitely go check out the show notes. They're going to be at realmenrealstyle.com/episode70. But to start this off, let's talk about rule number one. And that is that complementing is actually what we're looking for, not necessarily matching. So complementing is at a higher level than matching, and matching is at a higher level than not matching, but actually at the lowest level is no thought going into this. So you could actually match and look good, but if you didn't put any thought, literally you just randomly put that together. I put that as the lowest level because that was luck and you can't repeat it. And you know, I would rather you actually put together something, maybe that doesn't work too well, but you actually thought through it. You tried to put it together. You tried to make it work. Maybe you took a chance, because in bad matching, we also see men that are experimenting with their style and they're trying something out, they're practicing, but it doesn't put together. Now let's talk about the difference between complementing and matching. Matching is where something actually is oftentimes made from the same fabric. It is a clear match. Complementing is when they work together and they play off each other and they make each other stronger. So kind of like, I don't know, me and my wife, I'd like to think that we complement each other. We don't match. We're very different human beings, but she is much more cautious on decisions. She is much more, she's just got different. She's much more emotional. She reads into people. I am very much, I will make a quick decision and I'm always thinking I can adjust later. I don't always pay attention to people's feelings. You know, believe it or not, like I try to be a great dad, but I just don't pick up on the emotions of my kids the way my wife does. And so we complement each other. We make each other stronger. And that's kind of what you're looking for with your clothing combination, is individually, they would probably look good, but when you bring them together, it just makes an awesome looking outfit. Point number two, imitate the best dressed men and really try to pick up a lot from them. So imitate the masters. Look out there. Look at guys like Idris Elba. Look at Ryan Gosling. Look at Bruno Mars. Look at Justin Timberlake, Daniel Craig. These are the kind of guys who they're in the spotlight. So we've got a lot of examples. If you type in online or just go to maybe, you know, subscribe to GQ or Esquire, maybe Men's Health, Find men that you really like the image and the look that they've got. Maybe Harrison Ford in the Indiana Jones. You just love that type of style. Well, get some pictures. Do some research. Look at the detail that goes into that leather bag, to that leather jacket, to the boots, to the shoes, everything they're putting together. Because costume designers and often stylists have worked to craft the image of those individuals. And I can tell you that more times than not, if you actually really like a particular look and you imitate the masters, all of a sudden you start to pick a lot of stuff up. And this is key. Think about this in art. Oftentimes you will go study the greatest artists of all time. If you go through art school or if you're classically trained, you read the classic books because from that, you form a base. You're going to reject a lot of it. Some of it you're not going to be into. Maybe you really like Johnny Depp style when he, you know, back when he was in his 20s and 30s. Nowadays, maybe it's a little bit way too eccentric for you. But you look at the guy, the way the guy was able to pull this off with confidence, and therefore you're able to take and pick and then move forward with confidence. And again, one of the best things about these guys is that they're out there in the public eye. You can also go back, look at some classic style, guys like Cary Grant. You're going to see, you know, who else? Was it Rebel Without a Cause? What was his name? James Dean. Those kind of guys, you look back and you're like, wow, I really like the image this guy's put together. I'm going to try to imitate that. Rule number three, levels of formality. So understand that some clothing, because of the simplicity and the color choice and the build and its association, is made to go with particular pieces and not with other ones. So a black bow tie. What do you think? Yeah, that's made to go with black tie, a tuxedo. Don't really be trying to wear that with casual clothing. And again, with the jeans. Jeans are great. They have now become a classic part of a man's wardrobe. And dark colored denim, I think, can be worn in a wide range of situations. But it's never going to be formal. There is no such thing as formal denim. Denim is always going to be casual. So when you understand the leather jacket will always, because think of it like a chain. And the lowest level of formality brings down the entire outfit. So if you're going to a classic black tie event, now you're allowed to maybe change up one thing, bring in a splash of color. But if you're going to throw a leather jacket over that tuxedo, it's probably going to bring down the whole level of the look. Maybe not so much an issue if it's raining outside and that's all you've got. But if you're going to be outside and you're going to be wearing this around, it's really just going to create a lot of disharmony in the outfit. And it's something I like to avoid. So rule number four, let's talk about matching leathers. And this is a lot with accessories from bags to shoes to belts. Sometimes even for some people, watch straps and other things like that. I do in general like to mix, you know, like to match them as best I can. So the three main colors you're going to see out there, black, brown, and then oxblood. Now you're also brown, you're going to see many variations of brown. I would try to avoid going too light of a brown with too dark of a brown. But when it comes down to it, what you're looking for is just not to have a harsh contrast if you can help it, especially in more formal looks. So if you've got black shoes, then do you really want to be wearing a light colored brown belt? Probably not. You know, that's really, now there are variations of this rules because sometimes during the summer you can wear actually louder belts, maybe in green or red with blue mix. All of a sudden you don't have to wear shoes that actually match that. So that kind of, then that one steps out and it becomes an accessory in of itself. But I find that a lot of men, the best way to do this is to choose a particular color that you're going to stick with, which you like and you feel works with your particular tone. Most of us are going to be warm or cool toned, and we're going to naturally gravitate towards black or variations of brown. I go towards dark browns and oxbloods. I really like the oxblood because it's a little bit different, stands out. It's a darker, more formal look and works with a lot of my outfits, which are oftentimes going to be dark blues and variations of browns. Now, next up, we've got matching metals. Again, very similar to the matching of the leathers. This is something that if you're going to be a silver guy, maybe try to stick with most things from the buckles on your shoes to your watches, to your jewelry. Try to keep it all within silver. Marriage bands fall outside of this. You know, that's something that we pretty much keep, and it's understood that, yeah, you can wear that of any color. But if you're a gold man or you're a rose gold or you like brass color, yeah, try to get it to work. Now, you can mix certain ones that look alike. So you can mix a silver with maybe titanium. That's perfectly fine. No one's going to notice that. But it is something that this rule is not hard and fast. And all of these rules I'm talking about, they are just that. They are just basic rules. Now, one thing I'm going to advise you to do on this podcast, because I wasn't able to, in the video that I have for this, I actually go through a whole bunch of clothing. And I show you, I talk about texture of clothing, talk about colors, I talk about patterns. It's probably going to go beyond what I'm talking about here. And I know that there are, you know, a lot of other rules on patterns I could have gotten into with this particular podcast. But I really do want you to go check out the video, because in that video, I spend a lot of time talking about it. Go check that out. You can get to the video if you go to the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode70. And you can also just go search over on YouTube. Just type in, what is it, matching clothing made easy. That right there is just going to take you over to the particular video. And you'll also get to check out Anson Belt and Buckle. They were the sponsor of that video, and not really the sponsor of this podcast, but I do want to talk about them, because what I love about this company is that they created a whole belt matching or belt creation system. So if you really like silver buckles, but you like oxblood type of leather belts, which is particularly what I look for, that's actually kind of hard to find out and about. But over at Anson Belt, I can actually put that combination together again and again. Also, I can have like, I also like brass as well. So I'll have like a brass buckle, silver buckle, depending on what shoes I'm going to wear. I can then, you know, change it out with the belt very easily. They've also got a micro adjust system. So things like that make me, and I've known these guys, Dave and his father, Frank. I've known them for 8 years, and before, you know, they weren't always sponsors. They were just friends starting off, and I've watched their company grow. But yeah, if you go check out that video though, I'm going to talk about solids. I'm going to get into texture, understanding contrast. I'm going to talk about a lot of safe colors such as grays, whites, and blues. And why you'll be surprised when you see the number of white and blue shirt combinations that I have, and why I think that should be a staple foundation in a man's wardrobe. It's gonna be pretty eye-opening. So that's it, guys. Definitely go check out the show notes. Great to have you here on the podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.